I really branched out. I started working in public history. I started working in archives. And over time, I started to get more and more into learning how to teach. Over time, that led me... Yeah, I took some time off. I did some teaching at a community college, and now I'm back at graduate school at University of Illinois at Chicago. I'm working with a wonderful woman again named Jenny Breyer, who is a fantastic scholar in the history of AIDS and the AIDS crisis in the United States. AIDS for me was sort of a project that I stumbled into. It wasn't something that with which I was really familiar with as I was growing up and as I started learning. I think for me, the lasting impact of the crisis is what I find to be particularly fascinating in the way that it shaped my community and the ways in which it, as a phenomenon and the memory of it, has been shaped over the last 20 years. I mean, to really think about it, I mean, the crisis, we can make an argument that at least globally, it's still going on. But at least the United States can sort of put an end cap somewhere in the late 90s. So that's kind of who I am and where I've come from. At any point, I mean, I can talk about graduate school and I can talk about my own research. So if at any point someone has something very specifically that they want to ask, go ahead, ask it, write something in the chat. I can see it. This is how I teach every week at this point. So something I'm actually pretty used to. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can go ahead and take screenshots. I don't mind at all. So I'm going to open up a little bit. I don't know how many of you are interested in going to graduate school, but I'm going to cover it anyway, at least briefly. And largely, what I really want to talk about is what that experience was like, because I find it to be actually really, really transformative and how it has reshaped what I do. In undergrad, the idea is to really, the classes, you're learning content, which is very important, don't get me wrong. But in graduate school, it's about changing you to think about the craft, about being a historian and what that really means. And I had no idea what this was like going into to actually being a graduate student. So the classes are structured very differently. And let me outline at least first sort of the trajectory of graduate school. You apply. You get in, you start, what does it look like? And both an MA and a PhD have a very similar trajectory. You're starting with your coursework, you have a period where you take exams, and then you have the period where you're writing either a thesis or dissertation. The coursework, usually about 2 years, depending on the length of your program. And in these classes, you're taking probably about 3 classes a semester, depending on what's going on in your life. You meet weekly and you're discussing one book and a couple of articles. And this is not, again, it's not content. You're thinking about the arguments contained within the works. How is the scholar using sources? How have they re-envisioned the categories of whatever particular topic you're looking at? So for example, for me, it'd be like topics of gender and sexuality. How do they define these categories? What kind of new understandings do we get about it? Grades are typically wrapped up in papers. Ooh, good question, Elizabeth. I'm going to wrap up my thought. I'm going to get to that. The grading is usually in terms of papers. You're going to be writing a lot of historiographies. So for those of you who are new to that term, it's the history of history. So how a field has evolved over time. Elizabeth wants to know, have I experienced any type of shock with the workload? Absolutely. And it's not that Northern didn't prepare me for graduate school. I think it's a different type of workload. It's very independent. Again, you get together with your colleagues once a week, and you're reading a large amount of material. How did I learn to cope? There are 2 things that I think were actually really important. I'm actually just going to say 3. One, you learn to read for the vital information. Again, you don't need to know all of the intricate details of the Bisbee deportation, but you need to understand the underlying argument sources. So learning how to read the introduction, learning how to read the conclusion, learning the structure of a work is very important. And you can start looking at other materials like book reviews. For those of you who are interested in going to graduate school, book reviews are incredibly helpful to start picking apart these larger concepts, larger ideas, debates in the field. They're very helpful. Second, my cohort was incredibly helpful. Don't be afraid to talk to them. Don't be afraid to talk to faculty as well. There are times when I've walked into professors' offices and said, I have no idea what this week is about. I don't get it. I don't understand world systems theory or whatever it was. Walk me through it. And they're always willing to do that. Lastly, I'm going to say, and I'm going to repeat it over and over again, you have to find ways to do something other than graduate school. I love being in school. It has been an amazing moment. I think Dr. Laughlin and Dr. Crawford will back me up that it's an amazing period of intellectual growth, stimulation. I've never felt smarter than I have at other certain points when I've been in graduate school. But if you let it, it can eat you up. There's always a conference you can apply to. There's always a paper you can be trying to publish. There's always another group talk. There's another speech. There's always something you can keep doing, and you have to have something in your back pocket that's not that. Intramural sports, go for walks, go to the gym, be social, whatever it is. So that's really how I learned to adapt with it. My colleagues and I created a game night or a movie night every Friday where we had a very strict rule of not talking about work at all. And we enforced that so that we were able to step away from everything that was going on and having that time period where we didn't have to be wearing this sort of scholar hat throughout the entire process. But no, I think that's an excellent question. So yeah, you know, that's sort of what your coursework looks like. And that's the start to graduate school. What you're doing is you're building on the knowledge that you have. What you're building yourself a library for understanding how you see the field working. And that culminates in, first of all, your exams. School does